The other flip side that I was kind of thinking about with her breast cancer, I was recalling an interview I did with Dan Pollyea, and he was talking about venetoclax combinations, venetoclax HMA, and his theory, and I think other people have thought about the possibility it's affecting stem cells.
Right.
And he was mentioning that there are other cancers that have similar stem cell biology. He mentioned breast cancer. I was just curious whether venetoclax or venetoclax combination has ever been used in breast cancer.
I'm not sure. I mean, it is an intriguing possibility. Most of the data suggests venetoclax works best in AML in combination with a hypomethylating agent. So I think that it would be intriguing to think about that in her case. I don't know. I mean, I think that is BCL2 expression important for maintenance of leukemic stem cells? Yes, there's preclinical data to support that. Does BCL2 overexpression play a role in breast cancer stem cell biology? I don't know. I think that would be very intriguing to think about that. I think that's certainly something we could consider.
I've been asking the breast cancer people about it and telling them about it. It doesn't seem like it's kind of gotten in there yet, but we'll see. Always looking for something different.
No, I think that's a great thought.